here are my boobs.
Press me.
Y'all know I had to clip that.
Press me.
Amazing.
Oh, shit.
Welcome the to Booby Transfer.
The titties are flying tonight on Data Transfer, season 2, episode 22, where I'm Audrey and my boobs are out.
And I'm Corla, and it's more like Tata Transfer.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
This one's she, this one's her.
We are joined this week by, you know what, I'll say a titan of the My Little Pony review game.
Yeah, we're actually the second most popular transgender My Little Pony episode review podcast.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good space to work in. It's our very good friend, my metamor, Gigi.
Hi, it's me. My tits are also out.
Yeah, it's boob record.
Boob cording.
It's fucking hot today. The temperature today. This is great content for the listener, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the 60s here.
It's crazy.
I wasn't ready.
Are you dead?
Yeah, I'm dead.
I learned a fun trivia fact. When is Celsius and Fahrenheit the same? At
zero.
What temperature?
No.
No.
Not zero. It's famously not zero.
It's famously not zero. Because it's freezing versus...
Is it 100?
No.
I guess it's in the negatives.
You're on the right track.
Because, like,
this is also great content.
Yeah. Oh, negative 40.
You looked it up.
I looked it up.
I was about
to. You were going to keep like stringing us along after saying this is good content. Oh,
I was about to say negative 30 or 40 legitimately.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, that's the time. Because somebody told me that you had a boyfriend that looked like a girlfriend and that temperature in Fahrenheit is what's warm or cold to a human, and Celsius is what's warm or cold to water, and Kelvin is what's warm or cold to a star.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, and when does Fahrenheit and Kelvin overlap? Never.
Probably never.
Never the twain shall meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mark Twain, not into it.
Never Mark Twain.
I don't fucking know.
Well, actually, no, wait.
Unlike Rick Sanchez.
But it's like really high up.
Mark Twain would not fuck a planet.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez. I've been just I've been taking people's first names and putting them on a different person's last name.
That's not a joke.
That's how I came up with
Mark Sanchez.
I did say Mark Sanchez.
Fumble quarterback. That's the guy who on Thanksgiving in front of God and everybody was so bad at football that it became a meme that non-football people know about.
Yeah,
he like ran into his own guy's butt and lost the ball.
Fuck yes, we love balls and butts.
See, I'm glad I landed there. I'm glad I landed on
also,
David.
Yeah. Also Marky Mark Twain
or Mark Sanchez. Marky Mark Twain is strong.
Marky Mark Twain and the Funky Bunch. Karl Mark Twain.
Karl Marx Twain.
Yeah, because I was thinking Mark Twain, like, you fucked the moon? The moon in the fucking sky?
Communist with a diaper thing, call that Karl Skidmarks.
Yeah, see, you joke, but, like, Red Diaper Baby is already right there.
That's true. That's true.
That's what I am.
Corla's slamming on rum now. Now it's a recording.
Spiced rum. Made with real Madagascar vanilla. It tastes like shit.
Damn. Yeah, well.
That's all alcohol to me.
Yeah, booze is kind of gross. I've really cooled off on alcohol in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be way hot for that shit.
Too.
It's probably for the best, yeah.
On the other hand, while I was there, you and I did get fucking shablasted most days. So I'm a bad influence, and I apologize.
Well, I had two beers at dinner the first night, and then I had a pitcher of margarita, and then I didn't drink another drop the entire time you were here.
Oh. No, that's right. It was monsters that were the terrible fucking...
Yes.
Yeah.
The awful thing we did to ourselves.
I love a monster so much, though. Yeah, the strawberry dreams.
Yeah, baby.
I love the peach one.
It's extremely good.
That's a go-to. I like the mango flavors as well.
Strawberry, the mango's green, great. The
ultra.
There was a fiesta that predated the mango fiesta.
Yes.
That they did away with that I loved very much.
Boo!
I also, Red Bull had a blueberry one that I really liked.
Yeah, I like that one okay too. Yeah.
They just got rid of it.
Damn.
I know.
Never taste it again. Just like Ecto Cooler, you know? We'll never have it again.
We'll never have it again.
Yeah, that's gonna be the thing that... We've lost
Ecto Cooler. Corla's playing motherfucking Cud.
It's not Cud.
I just want to scream. How dare you lie
to the audience?
Why are you playing video games in the middle of a recording?
Because I was getting talked over and I was waiting for a chance to talk.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Yeah, go talk.
Oops.
I wish they made non-caffeinated monsters because, like, I shouldn't be drinking energy drinks that much, but I love a fizzy fruity drink.
It's good. It's extremely good. The Ultra Guava has been my other good one.
Yeah. They had that Ultra Vice one a little bit ago.
That was pretty good too.
I fuck with that.
Our energy drink heads in the chat.
Flavors.
Baba Black Sheep, have you any?
No, don't fucking read the text chat, you weirdo. Kind of.
Why are you talking to the text chat?
I'm waiting to talk.
Use the raise your hand. Use the raise your hand button.
Let me cook.
Because
it only sits in my brain for 3 seconds.
Get in the kitchen. Get in the kitchen right now and cook.
No, you fucking waited until I dropped all my spaghetti out my pocket. Now I'm busy picking it up while y'all are fucking back.
Our energy drink heads in the chat are going crazy.
Energy drink spaghetti.
We're just bullshit. Like, we're just filling air. Like, get in here. Say stuff.
Hey, Lilith. Do you think in the Philippines they would put Monster in the banana ketchup? You think that's a possibility?
Some Zoomers, maybe.
Okay, yeah,
Monster spaghetti.
Ooh.
Okay.
With banana ketchup.
Filipino Zoomers is a concept that I hadn't thought of, but that's a thing that's real.
Things are evolving everywhere. I thought they stopped
making them after 2003.
Well, you know, you don't think about other cultures if you're American.
And white. Mm-hmm.
And white.
Quite.
Yeah.
Quite white.
Don't think about any other places. Quite whitely. As far as I'm concerned, they just announced a bunch of tariffs on several uninhabited islands, not just the one that they're dunking on.
Not just those two that everyone heard about. Oh, yeah.
No fucking one lives all those
Antarctic
else.
Imports.
Like McMurdo's penguins. Had it too good for too long.
Oh, that's fucking That's where funny.
The last time we got an import from Antarctica, it was the thing in there.
That's right. The no, you're right. Thing.
So maybe we should be taxing that.
That's fucked up. You should have to Travel pay a tariff to import extraterrestrials.
Hey, oh, hang on. We're getting into Men in Black bureaucracy bullshit.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
Yeah. Also, I did say alcohol is gross,
it's
but
my line.
There's a Men in Black. There's a train of thought here. Believe me, I did talk about how I thought alcohol was gross, but I was drinking like a noontime alcoholic beverage in West Philadelphia the other day.
Born
there's
and raised. The
connection.
Where you were, of course, born and raised.
Yeah. On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense for a baby.
My therapist said some shit today because I'm about to move. And so I'm going like, oh my God, oh God, oh fuck. I need to like recruit bisexual boyfriend or no, sorry. I need to recruit straight boyfriend of bisexual girlfriend to help me move all of my heavy music equipment.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, you need somebody to help. It can't be like all indoor queers.
Scorched. You need
one other strong person.
I'm fucking like, scorched I mean, right like, now.
She said, you're actually pretty strong. And then like I kind of did a look and she was like, you know, for being a baby.
for a baby.
Oh my strong god! Baby.
My therapist.
Is your therapist working on her tight five? What the fuck?
My therapist is dating a stand-up.
That okay, makes a lot of sense.
That does it. That'll do it.
How you would pick up roasting as just that's like...
fucking incredible. It can't be all indoor queers, and you're strong for a baby. Oh my god!
Someone has had to listen to their psychologist's tight five during therapy.
I've talked about this before, but I did find my therapist on Field, partner dating separately.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I was like, oh, he gets it.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's talk about our video games.
It's weird to think about your therapist reading The Ethical Slut.
Audrey, tell us about Witchfire. You've been obsessed.
Okay, Witchfire is a first-person roguelite Souls-like extraction shooter from the creators of Bulletstorm and the other one.
Bulletstorm. There's Painkiller, a name I haven't heard in quite some time.
I think they made Painkiller, too. Somebody from the Painkiller team is making this.
Wow.
It's a 24-man dev team, and it's an early access, I've played, let's get the shameful number, 89 hours of this fucking game, and I still, I just unlocked the last area that's available for early access at this point. There's two more areas after it.
Uh-huh. You are in the situation we were in for RoboQuest for, like, months.
Yeah, just stuck.
Just stuck waiting for more content.
Yeah.
But it kicks intense ass. Yeah. You're explicitly Catholic in the game.
Yeah. Ooh.
You serve the Pope.
Yeah.
No, that rocks. It's like hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's funny, but it also takes it extremely seriously.
But that's the thing. It does the thing that Warhammer 40K does, where it's like, I am so serious right now about this over-the-top shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like, if you read it the right way, it's funny.
Reminds me of that
great
scene
game
in Conclave where there's like they're like right before the Conclave, and this movie's so serious, but then there's like just like a Pope, or not a Pope, a Cardinal just like scrolling his phone before the sequester, and the phone is like matched to the robes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's so fucking funny. The cigarette circle, the like cigarette butts just all over the fucking like courtyard.
Oh, that's great. Very well observed.
There's one point, one of them just like mugs with a vape in his hand, like with mugs while hitting a vape, just like.
GG's like, oh, audio look at this only guy. Medium.
The vape does not the vaping bishop.
The vaping cardinal. That guy's a racist.
No way.
I'm the weed vaping baby.
Not the actor, the character. The actor, okay. I don't know. It's probably fine.
I did hear what you said, Corla, and I want to punish you for it. The weed vaping baby. That's horrible. I hate it.
That's very mean. So I needed some way to get in there because I had to pry y'all apart with a fucking crowbar.
I'm the weed vaping baby. Da 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 da.
Case in point.
She's so mad.
I wanted to talk about Witchfire because I've been very uncharitable.
Sorry.
I've played 3.1 hours and the entire time gone like, this is an incredibly finely tuned, precisely made shooting experience to give you the sense of like slowly claiming hostile territory and like losing that ground every time you got to get back to home base, making like tiny little advancements that eventually gets you towards Dark Secrets. Like it's what the fuck is his name? Clive Barker. It's like a Clive Barker film as a video game. And here's the thing. I'm not a Clive Barker person. I didn't like Jericho. And I'm not a fan of this. However, that doesn't mean it isn't incredibly well-crafted to be exactly what it is. It's the fucking Bulletstorm guys. They know how to make you shoot a gun good. It's just that they put it in service of an experience and a context that I just revile. I cannot stand being a fucking, like, Catholic conquistador. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels kind of shitty to come in here and like it's these islands are inhabited. It's by like creepy witch monsters, yeah. But it's inhabited. Leave them be.
But think don't about it. You get colonized. You get dicked all the time. The Catholic yeah. gets fucking owned constantly in this game.
That's true. And
you are the Catholic.
It's just, yeah. It.
You turn a corner and something the size of a house jumps on your head and kills you.
It is exactly what it wants to be, and what it wants to be is something that I'm not here for. Is that fair to say?
Damn.
Finely crafted experience. It's like that video I showed you. Factorio is an amazing game for someone else.
Yeah. No, it's how I feel about Factorio. It's totally fair.
That is what I feel about Path of Exile.
Yeah, big same. Friends of mine
talk about it. Every update, I'm like, did they make the game fun this time? And they like go on about all the ways that the game is fun for them. And I'm like, they didn't.
They did not. Yeah.
It's just not for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they showed me the skill tree, and I went, no.
Yeah, it's too many numbers for a baby.
My ludic power fantasy is to have, like, three really meaningful upgrades. Like, you get to pick three things that are, like, crazy huge. And then a bunch of little shit that doesn't matter quite as much, but you get a lot of choices with the little shit. And then some choices you make along the way, like through each run. And that's something that this game does very well, is it gives you a lot of player expression. You get to build like gear combos and shit. Yeah. Like I have a thing that does damage over time and another thing that does a huge burst of damage when you get below a certain percentage of health. So like I put the dot on you and run away, and then you get struck by lightning and die. It's fun. Fun time. I like
it. Oh, yeah.
Yay. Yeah. If y'all want... Okay. My recommendation, the thing I've been dipping into occasionally, is Earth Defense Force. If you want to shoot a bunch of things you don't have to feel guilty about shooting, giant bugs, big ants, roly-polies, spiders, robots, big frogs.
I feel guilty about shooting bugs.
Yeah. This is what Starship Troopers is about.
That's right. It's just scared.
But EDF is aware of how stupid it is. Witchfire, it takes itself so incredibly seriously as you play the big scary Catholic man with gun. fighting guns. Against all odds where everyone else has failed thus far.
Three guns and a relic and a fetish and a ring.
A fetish?
It's called
what fetish?
Like piss or shit or
piss. Okay, before you said shit, I was like, okay, so like stereotypical trans girl here. Awesome.
Yep. Well, there is a fetish called belladonna, so it's like, yeah, that's pretty trans girl coded.
I will say, kind of have to break out of Catholicism before you actually transition.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess there are Catholic trans women, but like, what are you doing? What contradictions lay in your head that you fucking manage that? That's insane. Absolutely crazy to me.
I mean, you kind of have to go, like, God didn't say shit about hormones.
Yeah. He didn't say shit about this shit. And also, like, I don't know, girlies like a fun little ritual.
It's like being a practicing vegan, but you go dynamite fishing with your uncle sometimes.
No, wait, but that is real sometimes.
You just cause them a lot of pain. You explode them to death. Yeah. Or flash burn them to death, because it's going to create a lot of steam, too.
Parboil a bunch of fish in a lake.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
Damn.
Convert. Convert to Mormonism instead. At least they're on their sleeve about who they hate in Mormonism.
Ideologically consistent.
Convert to Mormonism. Get really into cream soda.
Hey, bitch, you heard of Dr. Pepper? Are about to. No, but for real, thank you for asking. I've been playing video games.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
I've been playing The Binding of Isaac again.
Okay, boy.
Doing a couple more runs in quad.
I'm some quad, of a boy. Quad boy.
I slowed down a lot on quad. Oh, and I picked up FF14 again. Yay. In fact, a little backstory. I don't know if Audrey explained this on the RFTV, but I showed her a song, a couple of songs from FF14, and one of them caught her ear to the point that she was like, I'm a sample this shit. And then she made a fucking banger.
Oh, thanks.
Hell yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
was that the song on this week's RFTV?
Yeah, yeah. The one with like the disco
baseline. Oh,
that
one's fucking owned.
Yeah, I'll send you the original, GG. It's a fucking FF14 raid theme, and it rips.
Nice.
I was pretty happy with it. Twinkie Frog Bunny Man, in case that interests you.
Say more.
with big feet.
Ah.
He got big old
that's
feet.
The bunny part?
No, the feet are frog. Frog feets.
Oh, frog feet.
Feet does have big bunny ears.
Frog feet.
Frog feet. Put on your fucking frog feet. That's that is how that raid starts.
Beat your
fucking meat. Oh, I was gonna say, if you are hankering for a Catholic video game where you play a Catholic person with a capital C
blasphemous
and a capital P,
faith?
Shut the fuck up. Yes, blasphemous. It's great. It's cool. No, I have something. It's called Faith.
Yeah.
Girl Faith, cell. It's an indie game, top down. It's meant to look like an Amiga game, so it is incredibly minimalistic.
Mortis.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have like the fucking Atari voice emulator just going Mortis when you die. Yeah. It's great.
Mortis.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep doing that in different voices. That's going to be the pod now.
Mortis.
The important thing is, it's like, how do I put this? It's like a 128 by 128 pixel screen at all times, and it manages to make me shit my pissy pants in fear, despite looking like the fucking Easter eggs from FNAF.
Word.
Okay. Despite being a Vitalectrics game.
Yeah, despite being a fucking, you know, one of those,
a Tales of Grahams game.
One of those little handheld three frames.
Tiger Electronic
handheld. Yeah, Tiger Electronic handhelds, fucking Mr. Game & Watch shit. Yeah, it looks like that, except. Like, very select points throughout, where all of a sudden it is a lovingly rotoscoped, horrifying image of, like, not quite a person. And then you're like, Mommy, I don't like it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds like a good, fantastic.
Your pissy pants.
More piss. Yeah, if we want more piss, we could always talk about Digimon.
We
can
talk about Digimon.
Is...
I do want to get Gigi's video game takes because we got everybody else's.
My video game takes. What have I been playing? I haven't really been playing that many. Huh?
What carts have you been racing?
I did a little bit of like playing on some Mario Kart because I ironically got upset about being like a dumb piss baby that doesn't know what she's doing in Mario Kart whenever it comes out at a party. Because like,
why?
Mario Kart left me behind at some point. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, I remember Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Kart DS.
Those were the Mario Karts that I played.
Yeah. No, every time I, like, play a Mario Kart that's come out on the Switch, I've been like, why do I choose the wheels? What the fuck is a glider? All of that shit. And I'm like, I don't like it. Sooner. I should just get in the cart and go on the cart. Mario Kart boomer. Go ahead, Corla.
I don't like it.
Yeah. All this choice. I'm a fucking bottom. Why are you making me choose this?
Oh my god. You and Lilith are... Yes, you are both the worst for that.
Yeah. No, so I started playing some Mario Kart. Go ahead.
It is a meme to be like, what do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want for dinner? That's why I asked you. That is my life. That is actually my life.
I saw this one video of like some guys who are just being like really bro-y dudes, but like they were kind of supportive of trans women. And one of them said, like, trans women are just women that know what they want to eat. And I'm like, not fucking true.
Nope.
Have you tried to coordinate with these bitches?
Yeah, I tried. I did it to myself today. I sat down on my front porch. I was hanging out, thinking about what I wanted for dinner. I put five different orders to five different restaurants into DoorDash and went, nah, I don't want any of this.
Did you do them like concurrently and then you're just like flipping back and forth between all of them?
I'd be like, okay, let's get Taqueria Don Chavita. Let's get the little taco truck up the street, get a quesadilla. And then I'm like, No, I don't want that.
No.
What about a burg? Can I get a burg? No, I don't think I want a burg. Pizza? Wings? No.
Yeah. This is how I end up like waking up on the weekends and like I don't have anything to do. And then I just lay in bed until 4 p.m. somehow and I haven't eaten.
And you're like, fuck!
Fuck!
I'm like, I like went from hungry to not hungry to really hungry to now not at all hungry and can't think about food.
I went from hungry to Hungary.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hungary's I went from hungry nuts.
To Austria.
What if we go from Austria to the digital world and do a Digimon recap synopsis part
that
of the
would,
show?
That would make us one of the Hungarian Digidestin who are canon.
Really?
Okay. There's Digidestined all over the world now, yeah.
Huh. Including now, in like, Hungary. When this episode happened, or now?
Like, just now. I just decided it, Gigi. They I made it up.
No, they teamed up back in 06, but nobody really heard about it.
It's like Power Rangers. They localized it so that they're all American, actually. No.
Sure.
Okay, let's do some episode recap here. All the right. episode we watched is entitled Davis Cries Wolfmon, or in the Japanese that we actually watched, Brave Evolution XVmon.
That's just an expression with mon at the end of it.
All right.
Is Wolfmon a real mon?
No.
Wait, it's gotta
at
be.
At least not that I'm aware.
No.
What?
No, it's they just decided, you know what?
They never made
we're
going to
do the Pokemon naming scheme is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
For wait, this did one. Pokemon?
They have a Garuru, but no wolf.
Garurumon, yeah.
Ah, and where Garurumon? Wait, there's Garurumon is a wolf.
Dogmon is a thing.
That was the joke.
I just realized it.
She just realized.
So the synopsis begins like this. This section of the article is a stub. You can help by expanding it.
Woo! Expand stub.
Hell yeah. Knowing they need to clean up after Ken messed up the Digiworld, they help Digimon rebuild it.
That's it.
It doesn't refer to the Digidestin at all. It doesn't say the Digidestin do this. It just says knowing they need to clean up after Ken messed up the Digiworld, they help Digimon rebuild it.
Yeah.
They help out.
They help out.
They help out. Being the Digidestin.
I gotta say, Can I come in and say that in a lot of ways, this episode was middle space. One, I watched it with no pants. That's middle space.
That's middle space.
Two, they just went around doing community service.
Yeah.
This was like when I was in nature society in high school and we went to clean up a creek. They do that for like half of the episode.
For the digital world. Yeah. They play like school sports as well. That's very middle space.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. We get a little bit of school time and then community service.
It does not mention the fact that TK fucking breaks Daisuke's ankles like bad.
Like fucks him up.
Like fucking destroys him. And then Daisuke gets all fucking butthurt about it. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna charge my defender. Gets his ankles broken again and ends up flat on his fucking face. Bad at basketball. TK, kind of a you know, probably a good position player if I had to guess.
Yeah. We've TK's seen him probably amazing at soccer.
Yeah, TK is a great soccer
player. Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen.
So I'm sensing that we don't like Goggle Boy.
No, Daisuke is a piece of shit, and we will find out even more about that as the episode go along.
Not a big fan of him, if I'm to be perfectly honest.
But he does have the most like little coded Digimon though.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, he does. Vemon is one of the handful of Digimon that I was familiar with before knowing you.
Yeah, because he's a little pee-pee piss boy.
Yeah, because he's... And my note about Vemon during this segment is like, oh, Vemon bratty.
That's not untrue. You're right.
Yeah.
Vemon bratty.
Vemon bratty okay. as hell.
Wow, it's this like, synopsis is fucking amazing.
Vemon is like if a brat was stupid.
They help out. But suddenly, Daisuke wants Vemon to normal Digivolve like TK, thinking Kari like TK. Would like him more.
You know, and TK than Digivolved?
TK. Yeah.
Thinking Kari would like him more than TK.
Into
he comes
Angel
up with
Vemon?
These crazy schemes to make him Digivolve, all of which end in failure. So he's basically... They split up the, where they're going to go do community service. They're going to go around, they're going to do the most yeah. damage they can. And so they're picking out
well, they're
who's
going
to go to the
damage.
Countryside, who's going to go to the city, who's mm-hmm. going to go to the forest. You know, they go to yeah. all these different places.
Go to the forest.
And Daisuke ends
forest
up
around.
Ends forest. Up in the forest.
Forest.
And he's like, okay, well, I need to help out these Digimon, but also I need to have a little reverie about how Kari won't give me the fucking time of day. And wait a minute, I got an idea. What if I get Vemon to normal Digivolve just like Patamon into Angemon, and then I'll be just as cool as him, completely like missing the point entirely.
Right.
That they have been through a lot of shit together.
And they've been
and that he sucks shit and it can never be TK.
They're like trauma bonded and he's like, why are you like him?
Why are you like him?
They've seen war together. They've been through wars.
They fought in the trenches.
About?
Yeah, they fought in the Digi Wars.
Mustard gas.
Gigi,
Digi
you
mustard
joke?
Gas.
They've been through some sick shit.
It's true. Yeah. They were. It was the two of them
Their
who climbed up the rope at the end of the at Piedmon's castle. They were basically cornered and alone without their Digimon.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get killed by an evil clown.
Yeah. Even just this season, they've nearly suffocated at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Last time, they had to watch their friends get turned into puppets one after another. Ah.
Hot.
Yeah. Yep, there we go.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I was calling it. I was calling my shot like it's pool, bitch.
Yeah. Well, so... they did 128 digi hours. I assume.
That's right. Just gets pinned down with the stretchy wing.
So
I'm figuring out this Digimon shit. This Digimon shit's easy. You just put Digi in front of some normal words.
See, we really don't hit that beat as much as we could. Like, we kind of leave that on the table. Eventually, Vemon demands to know why Daisuke is trying to make him Digivolve, and Daisuke confesses, which mm-hmm. is not really how that goes. Because in the Japanese version, he has this little reverie about Kari, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get good at basketball suddenly without any work. And then Kari's going to wear her little cheerleader outfit and jump up and down for me, and it'll be great.
And I'll
have the same dream.
I'm going to get good at basketball with no effort.
Yeah, I'm going to get so good at basketball with no effort. I'm going to do, like, pro wrestling the best that there's ever been.
Pro wrestling.
Somehow, without training.
What was
I'm
that called?
I'm going to play a song at the talent show, and everyone will love me.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, my turn. Pro wrestling.
Okay. Okay. Cool. but in the Japanese version that we watched, Vemon has a little reverie himself, and apparently he wants to get with Gatomon.
Yeah, and he's all like fucking classy about it. Unlike
I'm
the nice guy who's like, cheer for me.
I'm like, Vemon, that is a whole lot of woman, that Gatomon. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You are out of your league.
It's a spike in rarity situation.
It truly
is. Yeah. Like, you just don't get it. You don't even have a 401k, Spike. There's no fucking way.
You are a baby.
You have no retirement plan.
Yeah.
You're going to work until you die.
You haven't lost any money in this economy yet.
Yeah.
It's why you're, you know.
You don't pay insurance. You're can't selling your parents' insurance, man.
It's fucking funny. Vemon retorts that Gatomon wouldn't like him more if Daisuke could digivolve. To which Daisuke responds that he doesn't love him enough, that she doesn't love him enough now.
What? The dove is so fucking mean. This even is more so weird. Than the original. Like, we saw some mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to finish the synopsis and then we're going to talk about what happens in the Japanese version because it gets very good. Vemon takes offense, but when Tortomon chases them, Vemon finally digivolves into X-Vemon! Exclamation point. Wow, he defeats Tortomon and they go back to work. End of synopsis. Tortomon is ripping a hot piss on the riverbank and they run up on him.
And he's so excited about it. I cannot stress this enough. Yes. He's so jazzed to be
pissing. He is happily peeing, it says.
He's going repeatedly.
He's like, yay! Which I would contend that there is no greater sensation than really, 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 really needing to piss.
Oh my god.
Tortomon is having a top five all-time piss. Like, we're talking piss Hall of Fame. Up there with the greats. He is, the stream is coming out. It's like a lot. It's a lot, a lot. And he's laughing really fucking dumb.
We see the stream. He's
pissing himself stupid.
We are all piss witnesses.
It's
voluminous,
too. It's like high pressure, voluminous piss stream.
And it forms a pool on the beach. That's like sand. It's like not soaking just into the sand. It's fully floating up top of the same.
He's fucking
Vemon and Daisuke go running by.
Washer dick.
Not even Vemon, dick. He's got like a fucking hole coming like underneath his shell.
Yeah.
He's got a cloaca.
He's got a piss stream that's like harmful to wood.
You could laser like cut with that piss stream. You could do wood cuts with it.
Pressure jet.
Yeah. Fucking engraving aluminum with his piss.
But then we get a montage of Daisuke and Vemon running up on the other Digidestin and being like, you gotta help me. I watched this guy piss and now he's fucking so angry at me. He wants us to die. And they're like, sorry, I can't help you. Can't help you.
They interrupted his special little pee-pee reverie.
That's true.
Pee-pee reverie.
And for that, you must die. They go through everybody. There's a really cute moment where they run up on Iori, and Iori is teaching the Gazimon how to do kendo.
Yeah. They're just going, men, which mood.
Men. 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 Men.
Ask men.
We're men.
Well.
We're men in tights. Tights.
Hold on, I gotta there's
man,
a drop.
You gotta find the drop from Hit Podcast RFTV.
I have asked trans. Oh, damn it.
Damn.
Or a brask men.
Have you ever, round table, have you ever had a piss that felt as good as the Tortomon piss seemed to feel?
Oh yeah. Because I think absolutely. I have. Like recently and actually often, because I take the spironolactone. And then I drink a lot of fluids throughout a day. And then I'll like go to lunch. And I also have a nicotine habit. So what'll happen is I'll go to lunch, I'll eat my lunch, and then I'll go outside and I'll go to smoke.
Yeah.
And then while I'm out there smoking, I develop a need to piss, but I also have the need to continue the smoke. So by the time I'm done smoking, I have to piss so fucking bad that I like rush into the bathroom, barely lift my skirt up before the stream starts, and then I feel incredible relief.
I have a story like this. I would do this
Digimon piss
constantly as a kid because I wouldn't want to stop playing video games. I get hyper-excited.
Yeah. I do that too.
And so I would just sit there squirming and angry and fucking until the like people would walk by and be like, go to the bathroom. I'm like, no! I'm going to forget what I'm doing! You don't understand. My memory is poo-poo shits.
Yeah, I did this all the time as a kid. I mean,
she found it. ask men. I hate asking men.
Why would you? No, Corla, I did this all the time as a kid, and by did this all the time as a kid, I mean I do it like every single week currently.
Yeah. The early access roguelite souls like extraction shooter Witchfire has me doing this often.
Pissing?
Yeah.
Like needing to piss, but being like, well, I have to defeat this acolyte first.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Gigi might want to play it.
I have to say, I do humbly offer a solution if you are so inclined.
You thinking I should?
Solution.
Nobody cared who I was. Listen. Until I put on the diaper.
No, but like, because of the way that so many, you know, people that post online about stuff are nerds in some way a lot of the time, yeah. Right? There's so much content about I was playing a game and I didn't want to take a potty break, so I just pissed my diaper.
Mm.
You know?
But people then talk you're about sitting this there all in the time. Piss. This is the mechanics.
If
that
that's hot for you, then, you know. Then, oh, downsides. No,
yes, by all means. But I'm just thinking that there is the potential for irritation, is all I'm saying. Is all I'm concerned
there
about.
There is. You have to watch out for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Powder up.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do it again. But so they're chasing.
Ask Pamps.
Ask Pamps.
Ask
so they're chasing. Tortamont is chasing Vemon and Daisuke across an increasingly improbable series of landscapes until finally he chases them up like a tiered terrace thing. Like they go back and forth across the screen until eventually Daisuke and Vemon are cornered, and Daisuke is like, "I have one thing I need to say." Vemon's like, "Our last words." Daisuke says, "I need you to wash your hands before you kill us."
That's like, it's like grody. It's like you have pissed you all pissed, over those.
You pissed like a lot and then stepped in it.
Yeah.
And I really need you to wash.
Right in it.
Yes, he did.
We didn't talk
and
about
stood
that.
Stood in he it for a minute there. He's like, "What? What's happening?"
Splish, whoa, splash, I am standing in piss. He seemed to say. And so, fucking. The Tortamon's
this just
like
makes him angrier.
It just makes him so mad, and like he attacks, and there's a little bit of back and forth, and Vemon tries to do the V headbutt and gets knocked away by the tail, and eventually there is legitimate danger. Baby. Tortamon is about to fucking do Daisuke in. Vemon digivolves into X Vemon, a Barra hunky dragon man. Who then defeats Tortamon by hitting him with the V laser and shooting him very far out over the cliff. And you think he's going to land in the ocean, but no. He lands on the beach. And he starts doing a spin move. And you're thinking he's going to come back up? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. He stands on that beach. And once again, he busts a hot piss.
Back goes, to back, top five pisses.
And he's
having
again,
a great day.
Once again, he is so excited about it. He's so, it's the best part of his day to do a little tinkle tink.
Why
this
does
is
he
how
have
we
to
Digimon piss every day?
I didn't. I didn't watch him drink anything in the intervening time. No, Tortamon, yeah. Transfemme, like closet transfemme.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Definitely on Spiro.
She, her, Tortamon.
No, it's very good. Cursed, but good.
And then they go back to the group and they're like, "Hey, fuck, check it out. XVmon, bitch.
Ta-da.
I got a normal Digivolution. Ta-da, motherfucker." And they're
he's
like,
fucking huge.
He's enormous. Yeah. But then they're like, "Yeah, I guess we can get the work done faster with him, shithead."
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares.
Y'all were dicking around the entire time and this was your idea.
Daisuke gets owned for like the fourth time this episode. Everyone's like, "Who gives a shit? I don't care. You have a normal Digivolution. It's a normal Digivolution."
Yeah,
and
show me your mega. You ain't got no fucking mega.
Daisuke haters.
And for that reason, I'm gonna give this episode a champion.
I'm gonna give this one a champion as well. I enjoyed it. quite a bit, actually. I thought it was very funny. I thought it was great to have Daisuke get shit on some more rather than him actually being a hero, which I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when boy hero.
I feel like there's something at work that I'm not understanding, that there is some cultural element to this episode that, like, maybe it references something. It's sort of like how if Yakety Sax plays over something, you have to know that that's a Benny Hill thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something at play in this from, like, Japanese comedy that I'm not understanding.
Like original Scooby-Doo music, even.
Sure.
Like, you hear that chase music, and that means something very specific to people, but if you're outside the cultural context, it's nothing.
Yeah, maybe there's some sort of signaling that I'm not getting, but for that reason, give it a champion. Corla's on board with a champion as well. Gigi, what do you rate this episode on a scale of rookie to mega?
I do not remember the scale. There's rookie there's mega,
champion,
in there.
Ultimate, okay. And mega.
I think I'll give the episode, like, a solid champion, but I'll give Tortamon's piss a mega.
I was going to say, more like a liquid champion, am I right? My
liquid
bitch
champion
wife.
Tortamon.
All right. Hey, Corla, quit playing video games and tell us about this stuff.
Pussy 2.
Pussy 2. Okay, how are we going to do
thanks, Obama.
We'll start with Audrey, go round table from her to Gigi to me, back to Audrey, because we got 4 for this one. I'll order this perfectly so that Gigi gets the right one. And we will gradually work things up from here. Audrey, why don't you start with this one?
Let's see, what do we got here? Okay. On last week's episode of Radio Free Tote Bag, we had friend of the show, Alex from House of Decline herself. Yeah. And we were doing transgender Jesse Ventura, and she had cause to say,
we would do mangina.
Which is what I think this V-mon is doing. I think this V-mon is tucking his dick back. This ex-V-mon is tucking his dick between his legs.
I read that as Nulge, personally. Yeah,
could be Nulge.
That mouth open, really the eyes. It's like, hey, look, guys, I'm doing mangina.
I'm doing look at my no balls.
Is it okay if I do mangina?
Also, he is a lizard, so it could just be in his genital slit right now.
That's true. Could be in the genital slit. It's important it's important to hold space for lizards having their genitals in the genital slit.
This V-mon would look so good in a fucking sailor uniform.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like baby
That's
sailor.
Very
or
specific.
Like grown up sailor.
A little crop top, but with the scarf and the really
okay.
short skirt.
Okay. Okay. Like a hot sailor. You
know? Like
a hot sailor.
Yeah, hot gay sailor. I fought Chippendaler.
Yeah, Chippendaler.
That's right. His wings look like they're made of stone.
For Red Dwarf, right?
They do look like petrified, don't they?
Yeah.
Like stone or really old wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks so nervous. He looks like he's about to say something. It looks like he's about to say something embarrassing.
He's trying to, like, get the read on what everyone thinks about mangina. If they think it's, like, funny, or if they think maybe, like, there's a little bit something more to it.
Yeah. Maybe he's grappling
with
gender.
Every Digimon is transgender.
Yeah.
Every single one.
That's right. And behind him, it's sort of like, looks like maybe Japanese text.
Oh, that's one of the Digivolution sequences, just incredibly grainy.
I love it.
Oh, doing a fucking Digivolution for tucking.
You like spin around, and then there's a bright flash, and then your cock's tucked between your legs.
Corla Digivolve 2.
X-P-mon.
Pass-mon.
Fucking great.
Oh, all fuck. Right. All right.
Let's slide on a skirt and show off that there's no bulge.
Gigi, I hope you're excited.
I'm excited.
You better get fucking excited.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. What the? I don't know any of these Digimon names.
Tortamon on the left. We don't know yet. I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God. That's fucking Rammus.
Yeah, that's
from
fucking Rammus
League
from
of Legends.
League of Legends.
Oh.
I forgot. That's fucking Rammus. He's That's even fully just thinking, Rammus. Okay.
This person just really likes turtles pissing.
Oh my god.
But then the third guy is not a turtle.
Yeah, but he's like close enough. Is that Cubone?
No, I don't think that's Cubone.
I see like the skull.
What we got? Well, maybe not Forsburn, Cubone, like... apparently is his name.
Forsburn. F-O-R-S.
F-O-R-S-B-U-R-N.
So they are all fucking... Okay, so there's these
He's from three... Rivals of Aether.
Oh, okay, so this is a fucking MOBA and fighting game ding dong.
So, yeah, so there's these three...
The piss is fine.
...creatures that, like... Only Tortamon has, like, a visible dick.
Well, you can see the outline of Forsburn's peener wiener.
Under the loincloth, which is pretty hot, I'm not gonna lie. But so they're all just kind of in a circle. They all have, like, a hand on their crotch... And another hand with a fucking water bottle. And they're just fucking glugging water. They're taking so much water straight to the dome. Rammus is just thinking, okay. For the listener, Rammus is like an armadillo. He's an armadillo. I think that's official. And he's just like, okay, and he's blushing. And then this rival. Because
what does Rammus say in League of Legends? Like his only voice call out is okay.
Okay. Sometimes he goes like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But Tortamon. Okay. Tortamon's so into it.
Yeah, Tortamon's like, holy fuck. I have to stop peeing.
I don't think you and can, man.
Glug, 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 glug.
Not in this fiction.
And then Rivals of Aether Boy, whose name has completely escaped me.
Forsburn.
Forsen's like, seems like little old me couldn't take it anymore.
As they piss. All over themselves.
Both Tortamon and Forsburn are like, they're just fucking like splayed. They're like sitting down, legs just fucking like all fucking over, just like bleh.
And Rammus is standing there. It looks like maybe Rammus has feminine genitalia because the piss is like dripping all down, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's piss all over the place. Well, but it seems almost like the anatomy to, like, if you're in a standing position and you piss similar. Like that and you're like interrupting the flow.
I think it's Rammus has, like, the armor, but also, what if chastity cage? Because that also makes your piss go all over.
Yeah, that does make your piss go weird.
Also, absolutely. But
Rammus and chastity, Cora didn't like that.
But he could have Ramgina.
They do have mangina.
Ramgina.
That's what I do.
Fuck yeah.
Just fear silence. Yeah. Nothing. I give you so much space for your pee-pee joy, and you give me nothing for that.
All right, what's the third piece of art, Corla?
All righty, next one, the one that I will be informing you all of, I will be describing for everybody, is this, from the same artist as the last one, actually, just no P as far as I can tell.
This is both of them, this is both the characters from this episode. This is
XVmon and Tortamon, we found both of them! Someone watched, like, this person watched this episode and was just like, I'm Hell the hottest yeah. I've ever been right now. which makes me wonder, did the other two characters have, like, a piss episode in something? I watched Arcane Season 2, I didn't see Rammus do a fucking...
I don't think Rammus is in... Is
I don't
in
think Rammus has had an episode of anything.
No, I don't know what the fuck that's about then.
This person's just hot. This person's purpose.
Okay, Rammus did appear on an episode of
Arcane,
apparently. Mm-hmm. According to this image here.
Busting a fat piss.
Okay, this is really funny.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm gonna post this image here. Oh, that's not at all. What is up? That's not it.
Audrey, post a blank message. I don't know, even sure how you did that.
Shooting blanks?
Shooting blanks. Oh, I see. That's very funny.
It's not actually, Rammus isn't actually in the image. It's just, they took a random screenshot from Arcane and like, computer, enhance. And then edited in an image of Rammus.
The Rammus fucking splash art.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what we have here is Tortamon looking back at the viewer, tail hiked up, butthole, and extremely like tight balls
on the view. Those balls are so tight. Those balls
very
are
tight
so
balls.
Tight.
Those,
at least one of those is sucked into his body. dress your baby up in a Goku uniform.
That's just good advice generally.
Tortamon does kind of have Super Saiyan going on here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's giving Super Saiyan.
He does. He does have, the back has the Super
it's
Saiyan
that
hair. You're
shade
right.
Of yellow.
You're correct. You're absolutely right. He has cum in his butt.
Super Saiyan poo.
There's cum in his ass, and it's out of his ass, and it's down his balls and his dick, and there's some coming out of his dick. And XVmon, all we see of him is his hand and his penis in the bottom right corner, as if he has just pulled away to view his handiwork after jizzalizing inside of this lizard.
Gazing upon the canvas he's painted.
I really like Jizz Lizard.
Jizz Lizard, more than beats the eye.
I maybe like that better than Lot Lizard.
Jizz
Lizard.
What's the band?
King Giz.
King Gizzard and the Lizard
Gizzard
Wizard.
And the Gizzard Wizard.
Yeah.
All right. We're back to Audrey.
My God. There's more.
We're back to Audrey.
One thing about this?
Okay. Go for it.
I don't like how Tortamon's dick is just dragging on the ground.
I know that it's like pointed
that
backwards because
like
he's got
so
it squat against the ground.
Yeah. It seems like it would be so uncomfortable.
Sand no, if you are getting fucked in the ass. Yeah, and you if you lay your genitals back, that's super hot, actually.
That is,
To, like, pose your
That's like a contemporary porn pose for trans folks.
Yes.
And gay men. Yes.
It's very hot.
In addition. all right, last one, and we will have Audrey do this one. Unless you want another one. It's not piss.
No, we can do the rotation.
Okay. Hey, Gaudy.
What do we got here? Very glossy JPEG opening very slowly. Okay.
Wow. Extremely high res.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen the lines load in for a minute.
God, that's good. That's so good. Okay. We have the very strong, very Bara XVmon laying on his back with his wings splayed out. And up in the air, he's got his one foot up, kind of like with his tail lolled back onto his foot. And he's pulling his hips towards his mouth. Now, why, in a piece of Digimon fan art, would the character be pulling their hips towards their mouth? That's right, folks. It's XVmon self-suck. Let's fucking go.
Yeah,
let's
self-suck.
Fucking go.
It's the suck that's also self.
His little butthole is in the air, too. He's got a very cute little pink butthole. Look at his cute little butthole. Computer enhance.
Computer enhance on that booty butt.
Damn.
I want to get real close on that. That's so good. That's so well rendered.
give me fucking 400% on that butthole.
Give me an XVmon butthole.
Want somebody help me nut to Digimon porn. His balls are all spread. He's nutting right now. He's like the hummus cannon is unloading in his own mouth. But his balls are so tight, and they're pulled to either side of the shaft.
Yeah,
really well observed.
His balls
really
are
good.
Like boobs laying down.
That's true. That if you could take those and edit them onto another character's chest, they look like Cammy's tits if they were blue. Cammy from Street Fighter looked like her tits.
Titty.
Yeah. The fucking the layers of this, of like the lines loading in, self suck. This really is Middle Space episode.
God, this is great. This
I can't believe so XVmon, part of the Digivolution was he had two ribs removed to suck his own
dick. How dare you? VMon is too stupid to figure that out.
Oh, that's fucking funny. He's too stupid to know we were making fun of him.
That's true. Yeah. You're like, guys, watch my new trick.
Anything right now.
Glork. And it's like, glork. Man, you can't glork yourself in front of everybody.
In front of God and everyone.
It's not allowed.
Do you think sucking your own dick feels like getting your dick sucked, or it's like sucking a dick?
Now, this is a classic question.
Oh, I know this one. I actually have experienced this in my youth. The answer is it just kind of it doesn't feel like much, especially if you can't reach much of it.
Yeah.
Fair. Definitely mouth texture situation for sure. You're like, huh, that's kind of like a soft elbow.
I definitely did. I have in my mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely did get my tongue to touch the tip of my cock one time as a small child.
Yeah, oh, that's Pog? The furthest. I got so close to that, but I don't think I ever really hit it.
It's like, Pog, come on.
This is funny.
Pog?
I'm fucking bent up against the wall.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I had a shower with like a seat in the corner, like built into the plastic in the corner. So I would just try until my back creaked.
Yeah.
And eventually I got it up there and I was like, wow, my back hurts so bad. I feel like I'm going to damage something permanently. I'm going to stop ever doing this. Also, it didn't feel like much, so I guess I'm done.
Yeah. Terrible. We should all be so lucky as to suck our own cocks.
Right? At least once.
Yeah.
That should be part of our education system.
It's the fucking dream. I want a UBI, I want universal health care, and I want everyone to be able to suck their own cock.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Hey, everybody, now is the part of the show where we all name our digital champions.
You changed your voice so much, I thought you somehow did that in the edit out loud right now.
Drink more rum. Have another slug of rum off of that.
Oh, that sounds great, actually.
Carlo, who's your digital champion?
Oh, my champion is Gatomon for fucking shitting on Daisuke repeatedly throughout this. And he deserved it. It might be Vmon, because he's very much in Wormmon's situation now, where he's with a really stupid, shitty partner. Damn. Just a real fucking asshole who's abusing
full
him.
Zero.
I'm like a total leave zero. Leave him. Come on. You deserve better. You deserve better than this idiot who will fucking trick you into dangerous situations in the hopes that you can get him laid.
That is what he does. That's exactly what he does. Yeah. Damn.
Now, there's people for whom that'd be hot, but Vmon is a dumb child who doesn't understand the context properly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't understand the power dynamics he is subject to.
Vmon did just fall off the coconut tree. Is that still timely? Does that still play?
It's not, but I keep making that
he
joke.
He does
anyway.
Exist in the context of everything that came before him, but he doesn't understand that.
He doesn't
really
understand it, yeah.
My digital champion is the 15 Numamon in a monster suit that Daisuke uses to try to scare. That Daisuke uses to try to scare Vmon into Digivolving. They're like, was that scary enough? And he's like, yeah, you guys did great. And then they fall over and it's a big pile of Numamon.
So good. It just didn't work because Vmon sucks at this.
Yeah.
They get into like a fight. Yeah. Because fucking Daisuke is just like,
Daisuke punches him on the top of the head.
Yeah.
Right in the soft spot of his skull.
He's a baby.
He's a the baby. Soft spot of his digi skull.
The digi soft spot.
Yeah.
The
right in the floppiest part of the disc.
Right in the floppiest part of my dick.
Gigi, who's your digital champion?
Gigi, who's my the floppiest digital part
champion?
Of your dick?
My digital champion is Tortamon's piss.
Yes.
Back back to back all timers. What? Also,
I nod sagely.
Tailmon's still really cute. Yes. Honorable mention to Tailmon. Honorable mention to Vemon. Honorable mention to the one person on Fur Affinity that drew diapered X Vemon.
Diaper Digimon.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, well, gotta be that piss.
Oh, love it.
He washes his hands after the second piss too.
That's like right.
He learned.
He's cordial.
He washes his little digi hands.
He learned. He's like, oh, was I? Oh gosh, you're right. I
had no idea. I was being gauche. Yeah. I was too lost in the sauce. The sauce being my piss.
Yeah. In my defense, you made me. You fucking made me end up in my piss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking like, funny.
I was just having a good old time, and then you fucking ran through here with your waterfall ass.
Yeah.
What if I bring the episode to a close? How would you feel about that?
Oh! Nice. I think I might enjoy that. Would I think I might enjoy being allowed to provide our listeners with our wonderful tones and pee-pee. Just what lots if you of do pee-pee
your,
piss this
what
time.
What if you do your plugs, Gigi?
What if this episode just went on forever?
I had to wait till Wednesday.
I would hate that a lot.
I know. Yeah. I think, you know, we got another like 20 minutes in. That's right. No.
I don't think we do.
No, we don't. You can find me on Post Ponies. It's a podcast I do with Corla and also one of Corla's other partners and my metamor Octavia and our good friend Ruby. If you've liked the unhinged energy of this, somehow we're more. I don't know how, because we don't like look at pornography as a segment on the show, but it's just ended up that way. We're releasing regularly again for now. I did mention I'm going to be moving sometime soon, so we'll see how that works. But we're trying to do a bit more sustainable bi-weekly for a little bit at least. So, you can check us out there. On wherever you get your podcasts, at Post Ponies Pod on the things, and you can find all our shit at best URL in the game, www.smallgayhorse.com.
Yeah!
Amazing.
Throwing some confetti noises.
My best recurring yearly purchase. You can find all my shit from there. It's minus Marcy, it's Gigi Pup, you know.
She's a dog. She likes pee-pee and diapers. Yeah. You're going to find that if you follow her.
Don't follow me on Blue Sky if you don't want to see me in a diaper.
I'm going to do mine now. You can listen. If you like what I got going on this particular program, you can go get more of it at Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships that I do with my buddy Donovan. We do heartfelt relationship advice and the dumbest jokes you've ever heard in your life. This week we did episode breve.
I don't even get that fucking shit.
Okay, I'll explain it to you.
Three times that it was like the third time breve got said. I was like, oh,
I don't know what this means.
I don't.
So frenulum breve,
is
where your frenulum is too short.
Oh.
And so they have to cut your frenulum and it lengthens
as in
and
the
lets
word
your
for
cock
brevity. Okay, I follow now.
Oh.
Breve. So then we did episode breve.
Episode breve.
Which was normal episode length.
Actually. Yeah, it was 53 minutes. And I called that shot too. Donovan's like, this episode's going to be short. I'm like, no, the fuck it ain't.
Podcasts have to be over 45 minutes.
That's how I feel.
Else you die.
If this podcast goes below 45 minutes, it explodes.
It explodes. Yeah. You have to suck this podcast dick or else it's going to go down too low.
I've been guesting on a ton of shit lately. I was on Monday Night Fake Fights last week. I was on Worst Week Yet recently. And I'm going to be on an upcoming episode of The Most Important Election of Our Lives, a show that Kennedy Cooper does. With their buddy Brandon and a third host whose name I can't remember, and I feel like a Shathiel. But it's a lot of fun. I actually talked about Digimon on that show quite a bit. So go check out Most Important Election of Our Lives.
Oh, shit. Digimon.
Check out Audrey.
That's
She's
the
a
show
woman
we
about
watch. Whoa.
I love how you're trying to be a comedy sniper, but you're playing video games, and so you're just catching like every fifth word, and then you come back in and latch onto it. Uh-huh. Pretty cool.
Listen. I get bored really easily.
Your plug has been plugged, Corley. I'm cutting you out of the plugs.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't get to be in this segment. I'm gonna play some Isaac. Fuck.
Oh, me. Like you haven't been playing Isaac the entire fucking time.
Oh, I put it away for the vast majority of the episode.
I don't know about vast.
I do.
All right. Audrey, I do we'll
sometimes.
Dick on me.
I do sometimes for like important conversations. Even I'll get a Minesweeper game running because mm-hmm. it's something that I can do to like try and not drift too much. But I
Thank
don't care
you,
about
GG.
It too much.
It's
Thank
funny.
You.
That's actually something I have a lot of trauma around because I would come to my mother in tears and she would look up from Zuma.
Oh,
or whatever. So
Zuma?
This is actually a thing.
Oh,
for me.
it's you shoot balls at balls that are running on a track.
Mm-hmm.
There's balls on a track.
It was like Zuma or Bust a Move or Yoshi Cookie, like any of these little match three puzzle games. She would not look at me. She would just.
Look up from the game.
She wouldn't look up from the game. Yeah. So I got some stuff around that. Damn. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the end of the show, which is now.
It's fun.
So thank you, Gigi, for joining us. This has been a
thank
great time.
Thank you for
having
me.
Blast, of course.
Thank you for watching the episode, going, there's piss in this, and going, let's get Gigi for it.
That is precisely how it happened. We watched it. I went, Audrey, I need to see if Gigi wants to see this, because there's pee-pee piss all over this episode.
Fucking funny.
It's
yeah, if anyone's listening, if you have a podcast and there's a piss episode, or a poop episode, or a hypno episode, get at me. I'll be
if
horny
you can
about
fit
it.
All three
Unless
together,
weird.
She'll come and die.
I can be normal too.
All right,
if you,
folks.
If you get an episode with all three of them, you get to summon Shenra.
Yeah,
you'll grant
you get
you
to
wish.
Summon me to your physical location and find out that I do smell a little bit like pee, and it's
a little
actually
bit,
cool.
A little bit like pissy piss. Well, just a little bit like a pee pee.
Get that byproducts.
The products.